Anyway, I was going to say, because I went to New York, actually they booed him in Chicago for some damn thing. you know, it's a nice gesture. Oh yes, as they call it. Remember, Henry thinks that there's maybe something more we can do with the French than others do. I get along beautifully.
And they talk.
Well, Henry has a great respect for the man, you know. What has he got? This star, this thing.
This star.
An old friend of Henry's. Henry's doing it years ago. I don't know how it was. Years ago, in some place, you know, Henry grew. But come on the domestic side, you think, you feel basically that the economy isn't as bad as some say it is. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we aren't being disciplined.
You know this was my chance.
What's difficult? Investment in capital. I mean,
plan.
But we overdid it. And now, while retail sales and consumer are doing well, the business centers don't need it. So they're not doing anything new. But this means we're stuck then with a recession next year?
No, I don't.
What's your outlook? You don't predict a recession next year?
No, I predict a recovery and a good size.
Well, it's already a recovery.
But a good size recovery.
It will continue upward. That's your present view.
Yeah, I have no doubt about it.
No, it's got, I'm going to have one hell of a time with this son of a bitch meeting. I know that today.
Well, this is the problem.
But I'll play it hard.
You have to plan hard.
Both.
Yeah.
But supposedly load. Suppose he walks up.
All right.
What'd you do?
Well,
fine.
No. Then, you go before the country. You indicate that you will now. Country knows what happened.
Reason again?
That, no, not yet. Not yet. Expect restraint in spite of us. If restraint is put on a freeze, and we're not hesitating to get that left over, that we brought
in that later, as late as close to the election as possible.
Yeah. And the blame will be. I think, Mr. President, that the country is sick and tired of the terrorists.
Oh, I agree. It's trying to go away. I agree with you. My only reason for trying to get media in the game now, Arthur, is I think we've got to be sure that the labor leaders at the beginning have some responsibility, and then that they vote. I don't want them to say we didn't try. Now, not that we tried. We got the extra hard on those people. I get you, Mark.
I think this is the problem as far as I'm concerned.
You think your people are worried?
And it is. Now, I've heard people say, I had to fight this at the meeting of the business council. You were criticized personally. On the ground, cost of living council should have had veto power, and that was the plan, and then the meeting gave his ultimatum, and then you yielded, you see. You've got to appear very strong. Now, for you, one thing, they criticized you for that. And others, we had a good contingent from the government down there. I think we did a fair job. Well, they praised you for your statements on profits. I heard that from several people.
Yeah.
I heard in New York when I talked to the
Bulldogs. Yeah, it's not popular.
I know.
I said it.
I know.
The president has said it for years.
You know what they're putting? I don't know if he put it that way. Here's what I say. It's very effective. So what kind of an employer would you want to work for? Would you want to work for an employer who's on the verge of bankruptcy? What future would you have?
That's a very good point. Let me tell you, the guy that asked that question when I was in Detroit was a labor leader, steelworkers. And after he banned profits, and I said, let me put it in the context of the fact that all the reasons why profits made jobs, profits, and I said, and just speaking to you, Mr. Mining, I said, you as a labor leader, when you negotiate a contract, you would much prefer to negotiate with a company that's making profits than one that's losing money, wouldn't you? Really laugh. You laugh. Not it. Hell yes. They're going to make any deal with a company that's losing money.
Yeah. And the individual worker, he wants adventure. He wants job security. He wants to be promoted. He wants an increase in pay. I think you did the right thing.
Now he's come,
but he's continuing to fight you. He's mean.
Oh, he's a mean bastard.
He's partisan.
He's good, but he's partisan.
Yeah, he's very mean. Look, we don't have too much time. I know that. Look, I want to get to one item. I wrote you a letter, an indicator, one item I want to talk to you about first, and I didn't have it down. During the IMF meetings, there was a good deal of discussion of trying to find somebody, if possible, who could be an honest broker among the different governments, finance ministers, central bankers. And I talked this over with the British. They raised the question, talked over with the Europeans, they were enthusiastic, talked over with the French. by virtue of his position, would be a natural for it. But he doesn't have the personality, and people don't have a lot of confidence in him. You could see what kind of fellow he was when he was in here talking to me, you know, cringing. And then he becomes explosive in his criticisms, and he's a drinker besides. So
he drinks.
Yeah, he does.
And that's the worst curse. I tell these people, I drink, but I never drink when anything matters. You know, when I go to these dinners,
yeah. But how many drinks will you take?
Eight.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't guess, did you know that more than one drink?
Beer?
Never. Well, no, when I, well, if, for example, if I don't speak, I won't touch a thing. And I can't drink, I won't drink a thing. Steak dinner when you have to do something. I only drink a little wine.
Mm.
I wouldn't touch a hard drink forever.
Mm.
Last night when she was there, of course she said, he's a big robust drinker. He popped on a couple of scotches right away. But it loosened your tongue. And I just wanted to get a glass of wine.
Mm.
They do get impressed with that too. They drink for breakfast.
I know. I was in Yugoslavia lecturing at the university in 1966.
Bad breakfast for drinking.
Yeah, they brought out the whiskey, and I said, well, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, on my lecture.
Why did you all drink?
I had a drink at noon for years.
Yes, I see.
Well, that's all right, I digress. So he's no good. Now, on this thing here, is this the Zylstra thing?
Zylstra.
John Ray, I hope he got an argument too, Roger.
Well, I'll tell you, John, you were so happy. I wasn't going to tell you about that. I was just not about the art story. I can tell you what it was.
No, he didn't. He wasn't going to. He just said it.
He was just art story about it.
Well,
look, I have run some bigger news. I'm pretty cautious, man. I have my training. I figured out something. Next, went to John. John said, I was wonderful. Just like, you know, prime minister of his own country, university professor,
head
of the BIS,
recommendations,
and head of the central bank, highly respected
everywhere.
Believe me, before I could entertain Zylstra, I searched his opinions very thoroughly, and I found that what he wants and thinks is right for the United States goes beyond my expectations. Rich year of that. Well, finally, all enthusiasm. Before sewing this thing up, I checked with Conway again. And this time, Conway said, well, I don't know whether the finance minister will get it. Zylstra has been talking to everyone. Now, what he's finding out, I don't know. You don't have to listen to him. Everybody's on his own. That's the complete understanding. And this whole thing has been kept secret, isn't it? Not a word about it in the press. Let's see what happens. But let's keep it all in the family. I'm sure of it. Look, we've been talking among ourselves about an average rate of appreciation. 10% is probably all that we can get. Yusra told me 15. We've been talking about a turnaround of $13 billion that's necessary on balance of payments. The IMF, they came out with 8. That's their estimate. The OECD came out with 8. He told me, well, he thinks it's closer to 10 or 11, is it? Well, his thinking is in our direction. Like I said, he's a very solid, friendly man. But Connolly, now I'll tell you what happened to this person. I'll give you my presentation. I made what was a mistake. I did. My mistake was in not talking this over
with him first.
No. Oh, I did. I talked to him twice. Did I mention? No, my mistake was not talking it over with Paul Volcker.
Ah, second.
Paul Volcker is again responsible for this. Now, he feels hurt because I didn't talk to him. And you know why I didn't talk to him? Paul is this way, that way, so he's talking to him. He's a good technician, but apart from that, he knows nothing and he has no sense. But I still made a mistake. And so he's going to stir it up. John knows me. Now, John knows so little about these things, really. And he gets so emotional, and he suspects foreigners, and he doesn't know foreigners. He's suspicious of them. Well, that's that. Look, I've got a problem with the board, Mr. President. I want to be sure that you know my problem, and I'm not going to... We have an immediate opening, and another opening in...
January.
And there's a possibility...
River. I heard of it.
Well, now, that's like an opportunity for...
River was the weekend I talked to Rogers on a very quiet basis.
We don't, but this is not the U.S. plan. He believes he supports the public representatives of the U.S. system. We'll see. Take a look at the time. You know, it's a very dark condition. Mr. President, I'm going to guess what you want, obviously, but I'm going to tell you just what I think as well. I've got a man now. I've got to get three names that look plausible to me.
Three possibilities. For one or all three or
four.
Four.
Now, of course, we can take some two of these men. The one I want is Carl Thompson. And he's willing to take it.
Where's he from?
Well, let's take a look at all this. Here's my graphic sketch. He's an extraordinary man. And I worked on him for 2 months. He's a man of very considerable wealth. And he's willing to come and arrange his affairs so there'd be no conflict of interest.
Well, let me say this. I think we ought to do this, Arthur, when Connolly gets back, so that I have a chance to look at it. It's kind of like an appointment to the...
He knows his sense.
He knows it at all. I'm sure he would.
They've got apartments.
I see.
Connolly is enthusiastic about him.
I think that it's like an appointment to the sort of like the court where you're 50 years and all that.
This fellow is a problem. He was chairman of Flint's Hockey Kansas.
You want me to keep these two through that kind of sweetness?
Thank you.